Hello, my name is Harry Blazer, and Catherine Austin Fitz has invited me to the Soleri Report to talk about food. I've known Catherine for over a decade, and I believe that her Soleri.com site is one of the best resources available to find out about the real deal. Catherine talks about coming clean, basically getting our minds and bodies prepared to not only understand but cope effectively with our world. And the three foundational elements to coming clean are bank local, shut off your TV, and eat fresh. So among other things, we're going to be talking about the importance of eating fresh and the headwinds involved, and how we can basically optimize the entire food system for the health of ourselves, our friends, our families, and also the planet. So a little about myself. I grew up in Rhode Island. I went to one of the oldest prep schools in the country for high school, went to Brandeis University for 3 years, then Berklee College of Music for a semester. I've been involved with music ever since I was 8 years old, playing drums, and had the good fortune as a youngster, a teenager, and also eventually a professional musician to play with some great musicians, both on the jazz and popular music front, and some fairly well-known artists. Like I said, I grew up in Rhode Island, and my father was actually one of the pioneers in the discount store business. Discounting became the major force in retailing and continues to be the major force in retailing. So at an early age, I was able to see the power of disintermediation, getting rid of the middleman, and also creating great value and the effect that that has on markets. So I worked at my father's store along with my brother. My brother eventually became the manager of the store and started to do some experimenting with food in the basement as a way to gain a competitive advantage against others. And I used to help out, go in the truck to New York and pick up bins of apples and onions and barrels of pickles. We'd bring them back and sell them for great prices and create some excitement. Well, my brother started to think beyond the basement of my father's store and eventually went to Atlanta on the advice of my sister and opened up a DeKalb Farmers Market, which today is the largest market in North America dedicated to the sale of fresh foods. My brother started DeKalb Farmers Market in 1987. I joined him in 89 after a building collapse from a freak ice storm, and helped develop that business from what was basically a fruit and vegetable stand into the largest marketer of perishables in the country. So we added cheese, meat, deli, seafood, bakery, you name it. Lived across the street, worked, 100 hours a week, and but basically learned the business from the ground up, every aspect of it. And also we were direct receivers so that we had almost no middlemen. Everything was bought directly as possible from all over the world. Left my brother in 1986 to start my own markets in Alpharetta, Georgia, called Harry's Farmers Market. And over time, I built the into a chain of 3 mega stores and 6 Harry's and a Hurry stores, which were basically the first fresh convenience stores in North America. I also ran the highest compliance USDA production facility in the United States as part of that market, where we made 500 items fresh from scratch every day. We invented artisan breads, you might say, for the supermarket industry, so people never thought it was possible to have true artisan quality bread done at scale, and we showed how it could be done. We were the first folks to be HACCP certified in seafood, and we could grade our seafood grade A under the Department of Commerce. So we launched that program for the seafood industry at the retail level. We won Gross of the Year Award 3 years in a row, based on our excellence in sanitation operations and so forth. We actually ended up with a international reputation. People would come visit us from all around the world, and many folks said that they thought we had the best market dedicated to fresh foods in North America, certainly, and some even said the world. We certainly worked hard, strove to be excellent, and operated with as high an integrity level, I think, as I've seen in the retail business. At one point, had 1,200 employees from about 24 different nations. So we were a bit of a United Nations of food-loving people with great passion for food and trying to do the right thing. I've also noticed that people of all ages, all ethnic backgrounds, all nationalities appreciate high-quality fresh food at a good value. They appreciate transparency, they appreciate integrity, they appreciate authenticity. So we're going to get into discussions about the significance of operating your business with those principles and also the consequences when you don't. I have quite a bit of business experience and have been an innovator for most of my life, and I have all the bruises and scars to prove it. Went through an IPO, ran the company as a public company for a while, so there's a lot that we can talk about. But basically in 2001, I sold to Whole Foods. Harry's became the foundation for their expansion in the Southeast, and they used our manufacturing facilities, our bakery, our prepared food manufacturing plant, our seafood preparation, and the infrastructure we had to help foster that growth. And a lot of Harry's employees went on to have prominent positions in Whole Foods in the Southeast and nationally. I eventually went on to consult with the supermarkets and had relationships with some of the most prominent chains on three different continents, Australia, Europe, and North America. So I've had the opportunity from the inside to coach and also observe the supermarket industry and all of its glory. So a couple of the things we'll be talking about is food, what we mean by food. And my definition of food is, I think, quite different than most in the industry. And so when I walk into most supermarkets, so there's a lot of stuff there that I wouldn't consider food. And we'll talk about sustainability too, another term that's thrown around and I think misunderstood. So we'll try to put some sense into that that term also. So I think we're truly at a crossroads for two totally different visions about food. And the food industry, agriculture, and the role it should play in human life, and the role humans should play in the life of food. And as in politics, economy, and religion, you name it, there are basically two competing models. One is the pro-centralization team and the pro-decentralization team, as Catherine has described it. And I'm firmly in the pro-decentralization team, as is Catherine. Centralization, the vision is basically wholly owned IP synthetic food. And while there are some folks with probably good intentions that would look forward to the end of agriculture as we're practicing it today, and husbandry and so on, and just turning to synthetic foods on the basis of ecological arguments and sustainability. GMOs is symptomatic of that, you might say, but from my perspective, it's really a stalking horse. So humans crave authentic experiences with integrity, but yet we're faced with a lot of headwinds that in all areas, and perhaps even especially food, that are making it harder and harder to find real food, authentic food that we can trust. And I'm not really one to look to government NGOs and external forces, you might say, to help protect us and get us a point in the right direction. They seem to do exactly the opposite. So I think we need to rely on responsible individuals to make sure that our food supply is something that we can enjoy, we can trust for years to come. So I hope through these discussions with Catherine that we can develop a vision for our world, for ourselves, for our food that allows us to thrive. And of course, we can't thrive unless our ecosystem is thriving, our soil, our air, our water. Agriculture has been a grand experiment. It's been going on now for some 12, 13,000 years. The outcome is still unknown. So for me, food is one of the last levers we have to maintaining our freedom and high quality of life. So we need to put our intention and attention towards creating the world we want and the food system we want. Otherwise, other people will do it for us, and I'm not sure we will like the result.